This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. At least 40 dead and more than 1,000 injured, or 100 injured, rather, after a train collision in South Pakistan on Monday. That information coming from the deputy commissioner of Ghotki district in Sindh province, Mohammed Usman Abdullah. Officials say more than 1,000 were on board both the trains. Rescue workers are still trying to reach passengers trapped in the wreckage. Abdullah says they fear the death toll could rise. Pakistani Information Minister Fawad Chaudhry said in a statement, "It is premature to say whether the accident occurred due to a technical error, negligence, or sabotage, but all aspects are being investigated." Prime Minister Imran Khan said he was shocked by the horrific train accident and ordered a comprehensive investigation into railway safety fault lines. The Taliban is urging Afghans who worked for U.S. and NATO militaries in Afghanistan over the years not to desert their war-ravaged nation for fear of retribution. Monday's pledge comes as thousands of Afghans employed by the United States and allied countries fear insurgent retaliation and are eager to get visas to the U.S. Most were working as interpreters. The United States and allied nations are expected to completely pull out their remaining troops from Afghanistan by September 11th. An estimated 18,000 Afghans are awaiting word on special immigrant visas to the U.S. amid concerns President Joe Biden's administration might not be able to process them all in time. Monday, India's health ministry reported more than 100,600 new COVID-19 infections. That's the lowest tally in 61 days. The country also reported just over 2,400 deaths. This is VOA News. Britain's health minister said the Delta variant of the coronavirus may be up to 40% more transmissible than the Alpha variant. The Delta variant was first identified in India. Matt Hancock said that the variant has become the dominant strain in Britain. It is possible the Delta variant could threaten plans to lift lockdown restrictions by June 21st, according to Hancock. He stressed the importance of Britons getting their vaccinations and said early data show the vaccine is effective against the Delta variant after people have received both doses. 40% of the United Kingdom's population has been fully vaccinated, according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. New cases of COVID-19 have dropped dramatically since the United Kingdom began its vaccination campaign. The United States is set to announce new measures to fight smuggling and trafficking. The announcement will come Monday as Vice President Kamala Harris meets with leaders in Guatemala to discuss migration and security issues. A senior administration official told reporters they also hope to announce additional measures to address corruption. There are no plans to unveil additional aid money at this time. President Biden has tasked Harris with leading the effort to address the causes behind a rise in migrants traveling to the U.S.-Mexico border. Spain is jump-starting its summer tourism season by welcoming vaccinated visitors from most countries. It has also welcomed European visitors who can prove they are not infected with the coronavirus. Spain reopened its ports to cruise ship stops on Monday. Non-vaccinated travelers from the European Union's 27 countries can enter Spain now with the negative results of recent antigen tests, which are cheaper and faster than PCR tests. Spain is still banning non-essential travel from Brazil, India, and South Africa, where virus variants have been a major source of concern. Tourism is a major industry that in 2019 accounted for over 12% of Spain's GDP. Jeff Bezos will be aboard for Blue Origin's first human space flight next month. In an Instagram post early Monday, Bezos said he, his brother, and the winner of an ongoing auction will be aboard Blue Origin's New Shepard spacecraft when it launches on July 20th. Bezos said in early February that he was stepping down as CEO of Amazon to spend more time focusing on Blue Origin and other things. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. VOA News.